Today's share in the Dear Shiur Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Tzadi Dalid Omud Beis. And we are, in Yitz Hashem, beginning in the third Siman of Shulchan Aruch, Siman Shin Hei, which deals with Bameh Behema Yotza B'Shabbos. We've been talking previously about what a human being is allowed to wear on Shabbos and not a problem of carrying. And now we get into what an animal that you own, what is considered carrying, that you are prohibited in having your animal carry something for you on Shabbos. So we will start off with Mechaber Sif Aleph. Behema yotzeis b'meh shemishtameres bo. You are allowed to have your animal go out in whatever is needed for that animal to be protected, to be watched, not to run away, not to be hurt. However, avol im eina mishtameres bo, but if it's not something that's being used for the protection, watching of the animal, or alternatively, oh, heavy nitirusa yiserasa, or it's an excessive amount of watching, Yoser, more than is necessary, then heavy masoi. Then it is something that is a problem of carrying, and you are prohibited in having your animal carry something on your behalf. The Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Aleph explains, Dinei Ksiv, the Pasuk tells us, Leman Yonuach Shorecha Vachamorecha Vegomer, that a person is not allowed to have his animal work. He has to let his animal rest, his shor, his ox, and his chamor, and his donkey, which means all of one's animals. And the Mishnah Berurah says, Hare Hesira Torah Shagam Behemas Yisrael Tanuach B'Shabbos. The Torah is forbidding us from having our animals work on Shabbos. That includes the animal carrying. And it's not only an animal, v'lavdavka behema, hu adin ofos v'chol balichayim. This is true for all animals that you own, including your birds, and as well other balichayim, which Dirshu footnote number 3 brings down from the Bir Halacha in Simen Reish Manvav, includes even chayos shebayam, your animals of the water. You are mitzuva al shvisosan. You have to make sure that they don't work for you. Stress again, the animal itself is allowed to pull up a blade of grass. It's doing it for itself. That's not an isser of the animal being tolesh over here, and you're held responsible. But the animal is not allowed to do any work that is for your benefit. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says, V'lochein davko kishateitzei bedover shehu lo l'shmira. Only if the animal is going out with something that is needed for its protection, have a tachshit v'orcha. Then it's considered like jewelry, adornment for the animal, and it's the normal way that the animal goes out, and that is permitted. V'harihu kemalbush l'odom. This is analogous to a person wearing clothing, or a person wearing some sort of a garment, v'lav masrihu, and it's not considered something that he's carrying, it's not considered a burden. However, avol bedover she'ena mishtameres bo, but if it's something that's not used for watching, protecting the animal, then heve masri, it is considered a burden, the osur, and it's forbidden for the animal to go out while they're wearing that item. Likewise, the Mishnah Berurah continues, v'uha din kishetetze b'meh shehi shmiru yiseru l'fin yinona. Likewise, for the animal to go out wearing an excessive protection. The lav urcha b'chachi, it's not the normal way that we go out on a weekday, therefore, gam kem b'chla masri hu v'yosur, therefore, it would also be considered a burden and it would be forbidden. Now, we said a lot over here. There are a number of Dirshu footnotes that we want to do as well. Dirshu footnote number 1 brings down, Mivur shemitzos shvisas behemto hi mitzvos asei. First opinion that he brings down is that this idea that your animal should rest is a kim of a mitzvah asei, v'lo iser lav, and it's not a negative prohibition, but it's a fulfillment of a asei if your animal rests. However, the Prima Godim, the Lavush, the Shach, the Kesef Mishnah, B'Shem Aran, they write, Kosu shishvichas behemto hi isulat, that this is in fact a negative prohibition, ilo saseh. He does point out that even if you want to say that it's a mitzvah say, one might have thought that this is a mitzvah saseh shazman grumman, a woman would be permitted because they're not obligated in mitzvah saseh shazman grumman. Nevertheless, over here, because we compare all the dinim of Shabbos, both the assays and the los assays apply to both men and women, even though they're time dependent, so too over here, it would be obligatory upon women as well. He does bring down, there is some controversy about this. Rabbi Kiva Eger is mistopic b'kach, and the Minchas Chinuch says, yes, that women are mechuyavos, but he's not sure why. Bottom line is, women and men are both required to make sure that their animals do not do work for them on Shabbos. Dish foot number 2 brings down that that's a din in Shabbos, but there's a big machlokas in regards to whether this applies on Yontif as well. And this footnote has a discussion about this and it concludes that the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yutes, Paskins, and the main of many Achronim, Sha'odim Mitzuvah Shvisas Behemto Af B'Yontif, that one should be machmer over here, even on Yontif, to have this Isser of Shvisas Behemto. Dishavut number 4 brings down that certain animals, for example, like a tzvi or an ayil, various types of deer, they actually do not like the shmira. And therefore, how are you allowed to put shmira on such an animal? They prefer to be free. So he brings down from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, Shemutu laniach alea dvarim letzorach shmirasa. You are allowed to put on items that are being worn, so to say, by the animal, that are for the animal's protection and watching, afa pishatetze behem l'shus harabim, even though they're going out into the l'shus harabim. And issue foot number 5 explains that the reasoning behind this is because, wrote down the name of the Shel's true is Sholom Meshiv, Shekishem Shebechol Mutul Asos Bebehema Kol Dovishu Letzorach Adam, since on a weekday you can do something that is for the benefit of the person, on the animal, vein lochush letzar balichaim, and we're not concerned about tzar balichaim when you're doing it for a purpose. You're not letting it just wantonly go and hurt animals. A machlokas, whether that's an issur d'oraisa or the issur d'rabbanan, but it certainly is osur. But if it's for a benefit or for a purpose, you're allowed to rot in an animal, you're allowed to plow in an animal, even though the animal must stumble would probably not want that, but you have the right to use your animals. So there is no din of tzar balichaim when there's a purpose. So there is a purpose in putting these things on for the shmira of the animal. So to one Shabbos, kol davishu letzorech shmirasa, hu tzorech ha'odom. So anything that is being put on the animal to protect it, to watch it, that is called the tzarech of the adam, and that the animal shouldn't run away and cause a financial loss, and therefore in this situation, we're not concerned that the animal doesn't want it. The Aruch HaShulchan adds beautifully, and he says, if the animal had a knowledge, if the animal had das, it would want to have these protective items on it, and therefore they are considered for the animal like in malbush. The issue for number 6 brings down that anything put on the animal that's not necessary doesn't fit into the categories of permissibility that we talked about. Even if it's a very small thing, and it would be by a man or by a person, it would be considered misasek. Nevertheless, Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, also mishum shvisas behemtol, it would still be forbidden to have this on your animal. The Mechaber continues now when he writes, V'chein chol dovor shehu linoi, anything that is put on the animal for beautification, so to say, of the animal. V'lo l'shimor, but not for protection or watching of the animal, lo teitzibo. The halacha is the animal is not allowed to go out with something that is for beautification of the animal. That's considered carrying on Shabbos. I realize we skipped Mishnah Berurah of cut and base, so let's do that now. You're not allowed to go out with excessive shmira on the animal as well. Dafka b'shmira yaseira harbe, only if it's really excessive. However, avol amrak ma'at yoser mimasha tzrichim, but if it's only a little bit more than what you normally would do, lo hevi masa, that's still not considered a burden, and you're allowed to have the animal go out with that little bit of an excessive type of a shmira, because the ef shol etzamtzim, because you can't be exact and perfect and say this is all you need, and not one iota more. So as long as it's within reason, the Mishnah Berurah is telling us you can go wearing it on Shabbos. But if it's excessive to the point that it's objectively excessive, so then you're not letting it go have the animal carried out. Sivkot and Gimel, we said, Shul Lenoi, you're not allowed to have the animal go out with something that's beautiful. And this dinim we will learn, Ayin Lekamen, Sivkot and Yud Beis, we'll learn more about that in tomorrow's shir. Therefore, the Mechaber now continues and he says, Hilkoch, based upon these rules that we just brought down, certain types of animals are allowed to go out with very strong protective type of equipment, whereas other animals that don't require such a strong type of a protection are not allowed to go out with the same thing. So you can have two animals. One is allowed to go out with the protection A, and the other one would be forbidden to go out with protection A, as we will now see inside. So the Mechaber explains, Naka, a Naka we'll see, is Gamla Nekeva Levona, a white female camel, which is a very strong animal. That animal, Yotzeis Bizimoma de Parzla, is allowed to go out wearing some sort of an iron muzzle. Zimoma is like a muzzle. Parzla is barzel. Pei and beis are interchangeable. So parzla means an iron type of muzzle. Shu tabashel barzel, which the Mechaber himself says is some sort of a ring of steel. Venokev chotmo, and you insert it through a hole in the animal's nose. Umachnisabo, and you insert this ring in it, and that will hold the animal. You can grab onto that and control the animal. However, v'chamra luba, which is a strong but intermediate type of strong animal, less strong than the white female camel, v'chamra luba can only go out bepaga de parzla, going out with an iron rein. It's not exactly a muzzle, but it's some sort of a rein that is less excessive than the zmama. And this is also known, the hainu beriga. Now, the next level is v'hagomel, a regular camel, is only allowed to go out ba'afsar, that's known as shehu kabistro. This latter afsar is known also as some sort of a halter. And the Mechaber tells us the same din applies, ufered v'chamor, also have the same rule as the regular camel. So far we have three levels of animals. We have the strongest animal to go out with the strongest type of a muzzle. We have an intermediate strength animal goes out with an intermediate type of a protection. Finally, you have the regular animals, the camel, the ferret, and the chamor, the mule, and the donkey. They have the same rule. They can only go out with the afsar. Mechaber continues and he says, Vesus, a horse, yotzen ba'afsar overesen, can only go out with either this afsar, this halter, or veresen, that's known as shehu frino, avalobishtam, but not with both, because that would be considered excessive shmira. So basically, the Mechaber has listed over here four different types of animals. Each category type of animal has a different shmira. You can see this in the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Dalet, where the Mishnah Berurah writes, Nokat v'holech b'tchila habehemos hachazokos. I've already explained, based upon, of course, this Mishnah Berurah, the Mechaber is starting off with the strongest animal that needs the strongest type of protection, Shetzricho Shemira Biyoser, Velo Dailahem Bishmira Kala, and each sturdier, stronger animal is not going to be able to be adequately watched with a lesser Shemira. So the strongest animal requires the strongest Shemira and won't suffice to have the second strongest Shemira. For example, as we've already said, Kigon, the Mishnah Berurah says, Naka, which, what is a Naka? She Gamla Nekeva Levana. This is that white female camel, which is the strongest animal that we described over here. She Tzarech L'Shemirasa, in order to properly protect it and control it, Dafka Zimama Deparzula Bechotma. It requires to have this iron type of a muzzle that's threaded through the nose of the animal. Otherwise, you won't be able to control this animal, protect this animal. Velo da'ila, it won't be sufficient to use for this strongest animal, bepaga de parzula, the iron rein, which was the second level of shmira, and certainly v'koshikein be'afsar, which was the third level of shmira. And therefore, v'asura lotzisbem, you can't let the animal go out with these lesser forms of protection since they won't work, they therefore aren't effective as shmira, and therefore they have no purpose, and therefore they're considered a burden for the animal. So level one, strength, needs to go out with level one shmira. It won't be acceptable for it to go out with level two or three, which are ineffective and therefore become carrying. Then level two, the chamor luba, which is a chamor luba, is hu chamor habo mi medinas lub. It's a certain place called lub, which this donkey comes from. That is second level strength, requires the second level of shmira, bepago de parzla, with an iron type of a rein over here. Avalobis mama, but you can't have it go out with the category one type of a protection, this iron muzzle, the zehula netirusa yiseirosa, because that would be too much and excessive, and therefore, as we've already pointed out, excessive shmira is also considered a burden. So again, level two must go out with a level two type of a protection. It cannot go out with a level one type of a protection. Sivkot hey, bepaga de parzula, this level two type of a protection, which you said is an iron rein. Hainu beprumbia, this is something known as a prumbia. Hakosu besif gimbal, which we'll learn about in tomorrow's shir, which is essentially is an iron rein, it will tell us over there. Now, vidavka chamer luba, only this level two animal, the donkey that comes from lub, avol chamor acher lo, but a regular donkey is not allowed to go out with this level two protection. It doesn't need it because the havel lo etzlo netirusa yiseirasa. A regular donkey doesn't require a level two protection. It can get away with a level three protection, and therefore level two is considered excessive. Umo shikosov lekame besif gimel, as we will in Mitzvah Hashem learn in tomorrow's shir. Now, the Mishnah Berurah continues and says, V'isa b'gemara, the Gemara tells us, the chamer luba yotzei af b'afsar. The Gemara there does suggest that a chamer luba can go out with a level 3, af b'afsar. The gam bezeh mishtamer, because here, while it normally requires a level 2, it will be acceptable to go out with a level 3 that will provide some protection, and therefore it can go out with either a level 2 or a level 3 protection. The Mishnah Berurah continues in Sivkot and Vav. V'hagomol b'afsar, the level 3 animal, goes out with a level 3 halter type of protection, but avolo b'zmama d'pazlo, but it certainly can't go out with a level 1 protection, because that certainly is shehu lo shmira yisera, that's certainly an excessive type of shmira, which is carrying. Likewise, u'bepago d'pazlo, in regards to the level 2 protection, here we have a machlokis. Mistapik ha-mogin avrom. The mogin avrom is not certain over here. V'hataz posak li'isur. But the taz does definitively paskin and say that's too much of an excessive shmira. It's carrying, and the level 3 strength animal can't go out with a level 2 type of a protection. The Chofetz Chaim, however, in the Shaar HaTzion Osches, does bring down the El Yerabah that says that it can. Shemitzade lahatir, and be'emes the Chofetz Chaim says nira detolio inyon b'imderech hagomo lotzeis b'chol b'prumbia l'shmira. It would depend on whether this is a normal way for an animal to go out on a weekday. V'azmoto lotzeis b'shabes dumi desus, and then if this is the normal way that you protect this animal on a weekday, then it becomes acceptable for the animal to go out in the same way on Shabbos. Then the Mechaber had said, Uferid v'chamor. And I had translated that as, it also is like the gomel, the ferid, and the chamor all have the same din. And I got it from this Mishnah Berurah of Katan Zayin, who says, Tzorech lomar v'chein pered v'chamor. Even though the word v'chein is missing, and likewise, this din applies to a ferid and a chamor, so that's the way I translated it based upon this Mishnah Berurah that says that those three, the gomel, the ferret, and the chamar, all are the, quote, level three animals that I've been talking about. Dainu shigam heim yotz in biavsur, that they can go out with a level three protection. However, the Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, Abel beresen, what is the resen? Shuprumbia, which is, we said, the level two protection over here. Asur lotzes, they can't go out with this. Kamosha kosa v'siv gimel in chamar. Din parrot, and the same thing applies to the ferret and the chamar. They can't go out with the level two protection known as this prumbia. That is considered excessive, and therefore it's a burden. Sivkan ches, but a horse can go out, avsor v'resen, so the Mishnah Berurah explains that this is telling us over here that a singular, the sus yotze, and not yotzim, kein tzorech lomar, dilu chamor, also v'resen, because when we had the ferret and the chamor, that was going back on the gamal, and you shouldn't read this ferret v'chamor v'sus, but you read it gamal, ferret v'chamor, period, and then v'sus yotze, it should be, b'avsor v'resen. And the Mishnah Berurah explains the Sivkan Tes, that's known as a freno. Hainu, beriga hanal, shu prumbia. This is also some sort of a rain over here that we called previously the briga. Uvilshonenu, korim tsium, which in Tirgum it says is a resen shu barzel. Va'avsar, humasha korin avritz. So again, these are various types of shmira over here that we have described. Mishnah Berurah Sivkan Yud explains, but you can't go out with both of them because that's excessive shmira. The dailo biyachod. The horse can be easily controlled and watched with one of the two, and the second one, therefore, vasheni masuyu, is unnecessary, it's excessive, and therefore it is a burden. Via masok of royim. However, if it's a wild horse, she'ein mishtama biyachod, they can't be easily protected and watched and held and controlled with one. So then, mutu lotzeis b'shtem yachod, then you can use two. And the bottom line here is very important for the Mordechai. V'akol l'fiyo inyon. The rules over here are going to depend on the animal. It's not an absolute, it's not a halach l'moshe misina that a cow could go out with this type of protection and a horse goes out with this type of protection, a camel goes out with this type of protection. You got to look practically and see what is necessary that's not excessive for that particular animal. The Mechaber continues and writes, Umutu lichro chevel ho'afsor, you can go and wrap the rope of the afsor, soviv tzavaro v'teitzibo, around its neck, and the animal's allowed to go out with that. That's not considered a burden. Umutu l'taltel afsor v'litno aleh, and you're even allowed to go and pick up the afsor and put it on top of the animal, ubavad shlo yishon aleh, but you have to be careful not to lean on the animal while you're doing this. Mishnah Berurah explains as if cutting an olive, the davko be'elu shumutarim lotzis biavsu, that which we said you can put the afsar around the animal's neck is only for the animal that's allowed to go out with an afsar. In that situation, mutu gam lichro sovit savora chevel ayosim imena imuorach, you can wrap the excess part, the lengthy part that's hanging down, and wrap it around the animal's neck. However, avol para, but a cow, asur lotzis biavsar, it can't go out even with an afsar. The chen lichro chevel siviv tzavora, and to wrap something around its neck, that's also not allowed. Lefi shimishtameris belavachi, because cows are more docile, and they're easily watched and protected without any of this, as we will learn in Mitzvah Shem in an upcoming shir in Siv Yod Zayin Ayin Shom. Sivkot Yud Beis, you can wrap it around the neck, so that's brought down from the Rashi and the Ran, Mashma, the Afol Gav Shekoruch Bechozik, Sovet Savar. According to Rashi and the Ran, it can even be very tightly wrapped around the animal's neck, so you can't even get your hand in it. Shein Adam Yochol Lahachnis Yodav Bein Afsor Litzavar, you can't even fit your hand in between the rope and the neck of the animal. Shetei Noach Lemoshuch Shirtze, so you could control the animal and move it the way you'd like. Afilu Hachi, nevertheless, even without this, Shari Mishum Dehi Noi. So Rashi and the Ran say that this is a beautification of the animal and it's permissible. Aye, normally it's not. Biafel Gav Dehol Noi Osur, the Chanal Bereish Hasif, Ukilad Kam Mesof Sif Yud Zayin, as we've already explained and will explain. Hainu Davko Benoi Delav Orche Bechol, that's only with a beautification, an ornament over here, that's not the normal way that it goes out on a weekday. Lafuki Dovish Adera Kolodam Lasus came Bechol, Lenoi Labhema, as opposed to something which you do all week long that's used for Noi for the Behema, that's not considered a burden of Masayu. However, that's the opinion of Rashi and the Ran. Abol Atosos, the Chen Rabbeinu Yeruchim, they disagree. Siril Hu, the Noi Osu B'cholinyon, they hold that this beautification ornament is not allowed no matter what. V'hoch Ma'irid B'rifuin U'mikri L'shmira. And here we're talking about when you're wrapping around the neck that it's not so tight, it's loose. D'ho yocho lechos b'chevel kishetir tzu levroch. If the animal's trying to escape, run away, you can grab it by this afsor. V'kol shekinim yotzu k'tzas min hachevel toli soviet tzavar d'shari. And certainly if a little bit is just hanging by the neck, that's allowed. And how do we paskin? The Mishnah Berurah says, u'pasek habach k'atosus l'chumra. We paskin like the latter opinion of Tosus over here and the Rabbeinu Yeruchim l'chumra. Sivkot and Yudgim, we said you can go out with the Afsur, the Chayin Aresin, either one, the one of the two. The Muchan Ulu Behema Veinam Muktzah. These are considered ready for the animal to be used and not Muktzah. Sivkot and Yudalid, Yinala lean on the animal, wrote Salomai, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Kishinosin Barosha Behema, when you're putting the rope around the animal's neck, Yizor Shalo Yishon Barosha, you have to be careful that you don't lean on the animal. Tahavi Mishtamish Bali Chayim, this was considered using an animal in this way, which is of course forbidden. That will conclude today's shiur.